The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 31st, 1976, in Paris, France.
Although we do not think about this Brahmin concept by Bhakt, but still we have seen those who are coming purely from high caste family, their behavior and Sudra's behavior are different. The family culture or the spiritual culture lost, still family culture gives them. Yes, sir.
We still made a lot of people in India who were actually following the regulative principles just as a matter of social training. They're becoming very few now.
In Bengal. Bengal had lost his original culture in all our provinces. These Brahmin class, they are keeping very strictly the original culture. Even a Brahmin would not accept pujna prepared by his wife. Is considered Sudra. The woman, when she becomes wife of a Brahman, then she is called Brahmani, but she is not offered a Brahminical culture. She remains as Sudra. So therefore, a strict parent, he does not accept pushta prepared by his wife. Still, there are new people. The wife will arrange for cooking and he will sit down and cook dal or chapati. Then he will eat and whatever remainder is there, let him check me. But he will not take pushta cooked by his wife. And if there are several Brahmins, so each one of them will cook his own food. In Calcutta, most of the rich men, they used to keep the collectors, garwans, they call garwan, means guard, policeman guard. They are very big Brahmin family. They used to accept the job. But each of them, even in police, have seen they're cooking separately. Cook their own food very strictly. The government had to give them a big hall for cooking. It did not take much space. Say, little space. One small oven. This is mine, in the rain, yes, this is yours, this is yours. So within that space, they sit down and cook dal, chapati, rice, one vegetable, and cook and immediately all the utensils will be cleansed and washed, and the space washed and kept. You try to eat with cooked so nicely. No simple food. If you cook your own food, whatever it may be, it is healthy.
Yes.
And if you do it very carefully, then you will never get disease. Take simple food, neat and clean, will not get disease. Everything depends on eating to keep the health from. These things can be simplified, but the life is simple. If I go to attend office at this time, then so many things we will touch it. But it will depend on yourself, either as a Brahmin or Kshatriya. You have not to depend on others, then you can do timely. Now you have to go victimize at least to attend office. In your country at least, this is the system. You are coming from Long Island, Liberty Island, New York City. 3-4 hours to go to the office. And again 3-4 hours to come to home. And what then 8 hours? Then what value is settled? He has no other solace than wine. And he has no other culture. No family. Dog, pet. And television idea. What is life? Every man has got a dog friend because he has no family. Man or woman.
Many stories.
cover on the first floor, I put my...
With the gods?
Huh? With the gods? No, but there was some vegetables. Not bad. For me, it was very convenient. Come down immediately to my down storefront. And some boys are living in the storefront. There was a sink in the storefront. And for toilet, I allowed them somewhere in my bathroom. Not some, only two. For one.
Okay.
He was washing my dishes also. In this way I was living.
That was a condo?
No. That was another part. He was drunkard.
Thank you.
not why India, by nature that is, you say that he refused me. Although you are born of the father and mother and meet with us, still. What a horrible civilization they have left. He is a human being, who are making him animal by culture. Instead of making him more cultured towards the spiritual life, making him redirected again to animal life. This is the system, Western civilization.
Yes, there's not much choice. Not any choice.
These children are fortunate. I was astonished how these children were receiving just like friends, learning and something saying. You have seen it? As if old friend. Their mother pushes, they would not come, but they are very glad to see me.
Everyone is very glad.
I was astonished how the children take me as friend.
I don't think that's too difficult. You're a best friend for everyone.
No, but after all, they are children. How they can take it as it is. So, they are fortunate children. Their parents and everyone should take care of them. Very difficult days.
You always said they're our asset for the future.
If they can be trained now, they can become very good preachers. Each of one of them. They can make hundreds of devotees. In this way, we can expand. Now, are you realizing that there is no civilization? Actually, civilization we are introducing. Except Aryan civilization, Vedic civilization, there is no civilization. Animal society. What do you think? Are you convinced about it?
Oh yeah, every time I walk out the door I'm convinced. And when you come back to the temple, it's like marvelous spiritual world. No matter what's going on, maybe bad, maybe good, doesn't matter. But only you mean it.
Civilization means to push the man forward for perfection. That is civilization. development then, society, and economic conditions, and everything should be so early that this human child should be gradually put on purpose of life. Go back home, back to birth. This is it. And modern civilization is don't care for what is going to happen. So long as you live, you think we made in charge. Send it. This is called Nasik Kabab. That is natural.
I know that these things are very unnatural.
Hmm?
These four sinful things. Very unnatural.
Unnatural, yes. What was smoking? What was drinking? How nicely they sit down on the ground and take prasad. Why there's need of table, chair, and these dishes, and fork, and knife, and so on, so on. Why?
Because the meat, you need a good surface.
Our Bodh Maharaj, one day I was eating in his festival, and he is Barasa. So he has given fork and knife. I did that. I do not remember in which way I took fork. Yeah, but man, you are going to find, can you do not know which hand you have to take this part in your life? So I told him, I am not going to learn all these things. I am going to teach them something else, to forget it. You want to learn all these things, but I am not going to learn anything.
He's following in the line of Vivekananda.
Yes, see how that's going. My Guru Maharaj, every step condemned this young Krishna mission and Vivekananda. He said frankly that if there are any impediments for our movement, that is this Gandhi and Vivekananda. He said, Gandhi is also hotspot. He was a politician. And in politics he mixed some spiritual ideas hotspot. And this is Vivekananda was also politician. His name was recorded in the government as sannyasi politician. Because after returning from America, he began to preach to beg the poor man, rich and the weak, petty and so on, exercise. So the government took it, that he is under the grace of sannyasi, speaking social and political upliftment. So his name was regarded as sannyasi politics. And his name was also regarded political saint, Gandhi. After the British government, they are very intelligent. They could understand what is what. Otherwise, how are they even managing this big empire? Very intelligent. There is no doubt about it. And actually, they are intelligent. But they are managing very happily, actually. Nobody can deny it. Although they are exploiting. But nobody could understand. Everyone is feeling happy. And as soon as they left, everyone is unhappy. That distinction I can give evidence. I can, from my personal experience. Things are very, very nice. Calcutta, oh, it was so nice city. Now it is hell. It is the same Calcutta. Why it is now hell? Hidden garden, I don't know, the nice garden, so. Everywhere, hell, healthy hell. Calcutta was considered the nicest city in India, better than Bombay. But you can go now, hell. The streets, especially those gardens, are all temples.
And Calcutta was voted the second dirtiest city in the world.
Yeah, much. And it was next to London. People used to say, in the British Empire, first London, second Calcutta. And now it is.
Second dirtiest city.
And with the first.
Karachi.
Both of them got Sarang, Pakistan. That means, after getting Sarang, Karachi was one of the first class cities. Yes. Unfit persons are on the top of all that.
Since everything is devolving at a phenomenal rate, every decade that passes, everything breaks down twice as fast. Just in the last 20 years or 30 years, everything has become so degraded.
I have got to experience. I am Calcutta born. What Calcutta was in our childhood days and what is now, I know. How we are happy during British days and what is now for you. I can speak from my personal experience. We do not belong to the descent class, not to the poor class, middle class. So, we have a practical experience. My father's income was not more than 250 rupees. How opulent we were. At least there was no question of need. We are receiving daily 4 or 5 guests. And my father was functioning so many festivals. And asking, my brother gave me marriage and 4 daughters. There is no difficulty. The income was not more than 250. Suppose that 250 will be at least 10 times now. But still, there is no needy, not very opulent, but there was no need. The first necessity is to feed and to clothe. There was no such scarcity. May not be very luxurious life, but there is no scarcity for food and shelter or cloth. Well, no scarcity. Happy. And that is one thing. Happiness in whatever happens. Not that because we did not possess a motor car, that ran out. I purchased my motor car in 1925, Gupta, not for personal use, but for using it as taxi. My one nephew, he was a good driver, so my father, he wanted to give him it. He can do that, we can use that. Our own car also said, so I took it. With that, I
in a great 8,000 Buick.
Buick, yes. Much stronger.
Yeah.
In that time, Ford, Chevrolet, and Buick, these cars were very popular in India. Ford was the poorer class, and Buick was the first class.
So, that he was a taxi driver?
Yes. My sister's son. We had to maintain one sister and his family. And she became a widow. So this is Hindu family of belief. And the daughter is a widow. She comes to the father and says,